So today we are going to be discussing the third quarter of 2019, outlined in the Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators Report. This report was published through a partnership between the Secretary's Office and Dr. William F. Fox at the University of Tennessee. The report offers a snapshot of the state's economy based on business data from the Division of Business Services. And let me begin by saying here are a couple highlights from the report. Tennessee's economy continues to see steady gains. New business filings increased 8.2% in the third quarter of 2019 compared to the same time last year. That's with 11,585 new entry filings. We've also seen a new positive growth year over year of initial filings with 32 consecutive quarters or 8 years. Davidson County experienced the most significant growth with 2,683 initial filings, followed by Shelby County with 2,440 initial filings in the third quarter. And our state unemployment rate is also slightly below its national counterparts. The unemployment rates for both the state and the nation remain well below historic levels. We are going to take a few questions, but first, I would like to turn things over to Dr. Fox to explain a little bit more on this report.
Julia, thank you very much. It's certainly my pleasure to be with you this morning. Let me reinforce a few of the comments that Julia just made. First of all, I think it's important to keep in mind that we are now in the longest economic expansion in the history of the United States, at least the modern history. And what this report signals is that will continue, we believe, at least through the next year. And so we'll continue to set records for the longest since World War II. The 8.2% growth that we saw in the current quarter is about in the middle of the quarters we've seen over the last 5 years. And so, again, pretty good numbers that we're seeing here. And I think it's also important to note, you talked about the growth in the quarter, but we've added 45,000 new businesses in Tennessee in this past year. Really dramatic growth in Tennessee that continues. As you also observed, the growth is fastest in right now in the biggest counties in Tennessee. That's what we saw, the four largest. And while Davidson County added more new businesses, actually the growth rates were higher in Shelby County and in Hamilton County. And so, yeah, good news around the state, particularly good news in those four large counties. I'll also observe that the unemployment rate, a new one was released just yesterday afternoon, sitting at 3.4%, seems to have stabilized right in that range. We believe this is about where we can expect it to stay for the next year or so, probably not falling much further because this is at, again, modern history records in terms of how low the unemployment rate is, and we continue to create a lot of jobs in Tennessee.
All great things to hear here for our state of Tennessee. We'd love to have a couple questions if any of you on the line have any for Dr. Fox.
Yes, Dr. Fox, good morning. This is Richard Lovick at WJCW Radio in Johnson City. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Nice to hear from you, Richard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you anticipate this growth continuing through the rest of 20, perhaps into 21? Maybe not at this pace, but certainly more growth on the horizon.
Well, as we think about what's going on nationally, 2018 was probably the high point in terms of, let's say, GDP growth. The current year, 2019, we're going to end up, probably GDP growth a little above 2%. We believe 2020 looks a lot like this year, with consumers continuing to lead the economic expansion, maybe a little better business investment, put together a year that looks like or maybe slightly faster than 2019. And so we see continuation of the economy that's taking place. Job creation may be a little bit slower, And when I say that, people's first response is, well, you know, you're saying the economy is getting weaker. That's actually not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have done such a good job of creating employment in the country and in the state over the last decade that we just don't have the available workforce to continue growing employment as fast. And so we'll probably see just a little slower employment growth rates, but overall, measured by output and so forth, the economy continues to expand at the same levels.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Well, with that, we thank you all for taking your time to join us this morning. Please remember that this will be posted at sos.tn.gov later today. You also should have received a press release this morning. We hope you have a wonderful day.